How's it going, everybody? I have got a great conversation about a program that is 23 years old and counting. It's Shelton Junior Programs, a nonprofit organization that brings live theater to local elementary students at a low cost. I've got Joe Ewart on the line with me, who's been part of the club since 2008. Joe, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
This is a pretty cool deal. These performances are at the wonderful facilities at Shelton High School at the Performing Arts Center. So that's already top-notch. Tell us a little bit about these Shelton Junior programs, and then we'll get into the plays that the kids are going to be seeing.
Well, Shelton Junior Programs has been presenting live theater to the elementary school students for about 23 years. We usually present two plays each year, normally in the spring. We have one play for age group grades 1 through 3, and then a different play, usually a different play for grades 4 through 6. We present plays to most of the schools in Mason County, including the three schools in Shelton, Evergreen, Bordeaux, and Mountain View. We also have students come from Southside and from Great View. In the past, we've had students from Pioneer and Hood Canal. Unfortunately, they are unable to come this year, but we hope we'll have them back next year.
This kind of came out of, and I remember as a young child going to the Washington Performing Arts Center in Olympia for the junior programs there. That kind of the Shelton and Mason County kids, they stopped going just at about, well, 1999, turn of the century there. And then a group said, well, we can't let this go out to the wayside. Let's bring this here locally. Is that kind of where you? Is that right?
Yes, the Olympia program helped our program get started. And very often we will tag on to the plays that they have selected. They give more plays than we do, but we usually try to connect with one of the groups they're doing because it makes it a little easier for the performers who are coming to this area of the world, especially if they're coming from far away.
First and third grade, first through third grade, are going to get a chance to see Jack and the Beanstalk on March 13th and 14th with a low cost to this at just $5 per student. That is great for some live theater. Tell us about how these plays are adapted to young kids being able to understand and enjoy them.
Well, each theater group will normally send out, we have a website, sheltonjuniorprograms.com, and the theater groups will normally send out study guides that the teachers can use with their classes, and it will help them understand the story that's being told. We'll give them some of the vocabulary that is used in the play. We'll talk a little bit about theater etiquette for the kids because many of them have never been to a live performance before, and hopefully this won't be their last. This will be an introduction, but give some of the ideas of how to behave in a theater. For instance, no stomping of feet or shrieking or eating pizza or things like that.
Sure. I'm looking through this educator's guide too, and it's available, like you mentioned, on your website at sheltonjuniorprograms.com. That's a really nice addition to be able to prepare the kids for this. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, and we hope that the teachers will log in and use that. They don't all do that, of course, because schedules are so busy. But one of the main things that Shelton Junior Programs does is help with one of the Washington State arts requirements, because Washington State requires the kids participate in one of five disciplines, including drama, dance, art, theater. I think there's one more as well. But this helps fulfill one of those state requirements for education.
So Jack and the Beanstalk is going to be available for grades first, second, and third, and then Frindle is going to be for grades fourth, fifth, and sixth. What can you tell me about Frindle?
Well, Frindle is a story about a young student. I believe he's in fifth grade, And he and his teacher are having kind of a discussion about the use of words and where words come from. And he decides to coin a new word for the object of a pen. And he names this pen Frindle. And the story kind of goes on for how Frindle becomes an accepted word for the object that's a pen, and his conflict with the teacher about how words develop and so on.
Well, you can't just make up a word for a pen. It's been a pen forever, right? One of
well,
those kind of
you
things.
You call it a stilo or une plume or ein Bleistift or something in a different language as well, if you wanted to.
This is a great program. Again, 23 years and counting here. And it's good to know that the kids are getting back into, you know, group settings to be able to watch performances like this. Again, it's at Shelton High School at the Performing Arts Center there. So it's a great facility. It's got great sound, it's got great lighting, and all the folks that work hard on the theater there at the high school do a wonderful job. Are there any opportunities or ways that folks in our community can help join up with you and be a continuing steward of live theater in Mason County?
Well, we don't actually invite parents to the performances.
Sure.
We have a teacher come with each group of 25 students. If citizens wanted to get involved, they could always contact our website and let us know. We have a board of about 12 women right now. I think we're pretty well covered, but of course, it's always nice to have people talk about us and spread the word around that we do exist. And many people haven't heard of us before, so.
For sure. We had you on KMAS back in 2019 for one of the anniversary years for your performances. How did it all go during COVID? What was going on there? What'd you guys do?
Well, in 2021 was when COVID first came out, and luckily we had already had one of the performances. We had to cancel the second one. I don't remember which grade level. I think it was for the older kids.
Yeah.
And then the following year, 2022, we did not offer live performances, but we suggested video performances.
Uh-huh.
And none of the schools were interested in doing that. I think the kids were probably burned out with video. And
oh,
so,
yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We did not have any performances in 2022. And then last year, 2023, we did start up again. So we were able to have two performances last year.
That's great. It's great to have it come back in and go in for the students. Again, sheltonjuniorprograms.com as you get more information about these upcoming performances at the high school. Jack and the Beanstalk, March 13th and 14th for grades 1 through 3. And then Frindle is coming up on April 19th for grades 4 through 6. And of course, I'll put the link to the website here in the show notes. Joe, it's nice talking with you again and seeing you and knowing that Shelton Junior Programs continues on. That was a tough time for live arts during the COVID. And it's great that this program is back for the community.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the chance to talk about our program, and I appreciate your interview.
For sure. SheltonJuniorPrograms.com again is the website. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome. Bye.